We've got the Isle of Wight Girl Guides here. So welcome, Suzanne Whitewood and Anne Watson, live from the River Fest. How's it going out there?
Very well. Lots of people, bright sun.
That's all you need, isn't it?
Boats up and down the river.
Lovely. And you're there, I gather you've got some fantastic raffle prizes.
We have indeed.
Go on,
we've got a pair of Isle of Wight Festival camping tickets to win in our raffle.
Lovely.
Plus £50 and lots of other prizes.
Okay, so the people can find your stall just sort of halfway down, can't they?
Yes.
Right there.
Big banner, Girl Guiding Isle of Wight.
How much are the raffle tickets?
50 pence for one ticket or a book for £2.
So for 50p you could win a ticket to the Isle of Wight Festival. How good is that?
A pair of tickets? Yes.
Oh, you'd be doubly good.
Absolutely.
And get to see Rod Stewart.
That's the plan.
Oh, wow. Are you going yourself?
I am.
Yeah? Who do you want to see?
Rod Stewart.
Aye! Girl off phone heart. So, Suzanne Whitewood and Anne Watson, how long have you guys been involved, or you girls, I should say, been involved in the guiding movement?
Very long time.
Go on, then.
Over 60 years.
Wow. Is that when you first joined as a young girl?
Yes.
How old were you?
Eight or so.
So I completely misunderstood. I thought you had to be a brownie first, then a guide, but I've got that completely wrong, haven't I?
Yes, now you come in at age five as a rainbow, and then you can progress to be a brownie at seven, a guide at 10, and a member of the senior section from 14.
Oh, I see. So you are a brownie pre-guide.
Yes.
Okay, so once you reach that guide level, you don't have to have been a brownie, though. People
no.
can join later
yes,
on,
yes, they can join at any time.
Yeah. And what kind of things do you do these days? I mean, I remember what people did when I was younger, but has that all changed?
Absolutely. We're into pop music in a big way. The guides have their own big gig at Wembley and other stadiums around the country when there's 10,000 girls screaming at their favourite groups.
Brilliant. Fantastic. That's wonderful.
Because Anne's going.
Are you, Anne?
I am.
Have you got your rah-rah skirt?
No, just a good headphones, really, earplugs. It's very, very loud.
Fantastic. So how many units, because you told me they're not packs, they're units. Mm-hmm. How many units of guides are there on the island?
They're over 60.
Okay, and how many members?
Over 1,000.
Wow.
So a lot to do for girls of all ages, really.
So if anybody's listening that thinks, well, it's never really appealed to me, how would you sell it to them? Because you're the head of PR there, aren't you, Suzanne?
I am, yes.
Yeah, so how would you sell becoming a member?
It's just a lot of fun and so diverse in the activities that they can take part in. Outdoor activities, indoor activities, dancing, looking at computers, music, outdoor skills, learning how to camp, go to camp with other girls and climb trees.
So I suppose it's a real bonding experience, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And learning the benefits of teamwork.
Teamwork. And individual skills that they can then use in later life.
So is that still where they sew the badges on the sleeves of the uniform, or is that, am I completely wrong on that as well?
Yeah, that is a bit behind the times. sewing badges onto sashes or tabards now.
Okay, so it's a similar thing.
Yes,
the
badges are there.
Okay,
plenty of badges.
What's the most popular one?
Oh, there are just so many, and you can get them for special events as well.
Okay. Does Bake Off bring up a really good swarm on cookery or anything like that?
Yes, there's a cook's badge that they can do, or looking at cooking in a general sort of term, really.
What's the most advanced?
To be a Queen's Guide.
What does that mean?
That means that maybe you've been in guiding for quite a while, but you have to do 4 special challenges. Helping the community is one. Looking after yourself and running a family, because very often by the time you get to be a Queen's Guide you're in your 20s, and one recent Queen's Guide on the island, she had twin children by this time, so she devised a plan that shops needed larger doors for a twin pram to go in and out, and she approached lots of people on the island and lots of shops changed their doors, so that was really a worthwhile project.
Yeah, fantastic. So, are you a Queen's Guide?
I am.
Oh gosh, we're in the presence of royalty. It's fantastic, isn't it? Shouldn't you be wearing like a little coronet today?
No, just a badge occasionally.
Can we say, is it, you are not displaying it though, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're very modest, aren't you? Is that one of the qualities that guiding brings out in people, modesty, do you think?
Not necessarily.
No. So that you've said that's kind of one fantastic accomplishment, to get the doors widened in a number of the shops on the island. What other things do you do in for the community?
We do lots of things. Recently, last week, actually here in the Riverside Centre, the groups that are based with St John's Church in Newport, they entered a competition. I helped them do the PR for this, but they won second prize in their group, and they do lots of things to help St John's Church.
Now, that's fantastic. Yeah. So it brings out that kind of altruistic nature as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it's helping the community, and you find that if you help the community, members of the community will help you. But at the moment, we could really do with some more leaders, because there are 50 girls on the island waiting to join.
Really? Gosh.
Nationally, there are 70,000 girls waiting to join.
Okay, so they can only join when a space becomes available? When,
yes,
somebody kind of
outgrows
it. If
we had more leaders, then we can open new units.
Okay, so what sort of commitment would a leader be looking at?
A full leader would have to commit, say, 3 or 4 hours a week. That's planning and actually running the unit for the meeting. But we're looking for all kinds of help, assistant leaders, occasional help. Sometimes, you know, there's a mum who would maybe able to help once a month or something like that. So whatever help is needed, we're looking for people.
Okay,
really.
And they don't necessarily have to have been a girl guide.
No, not at all.
So
no.
Really anybody with a couple, maybe just an hour or a couple of hours a week to spare.
Yes.
Or like you say, that one-off.
Yeah.
Who's got a skill that they could share or pass on, or just
yes,
anything at all, really. You just want more hands, don't you?
That's it, yes.
Fantastic, okay.
And if anyone is interested, if they look at the Girl Guiding website, then there's a contact on there, and I actually answer the inquiries, so.
Okay. And is there a unit in every sort of town on the island, in every village?
More or less, yes.
So there'd be one local too?
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, so, and your involvement, how long have you been with the movement?
Probably about 50 years now.
Yeah, I see, because I see you in Bryston running around in your uniform. It's not called a toggle, is it? Or a woggle, no.
This is like a hair thing, really, but they do sometimes still wear woggles, or they do their own sort of special knot.
Okay, and did the girls, there is a uniform, isn't there, presumably?
Oh yes,
yeah. So what's the?
It's predominantly yellow now, because they were brownies. But there's a lot of yellow in the brownie uniform.
Okay.
These days.
So what is your actual role now?
Well, I'm a brownie. I'm brown out at Bryston and Shorewell Brownies.
And what do you, again, if you were selling that to somebody to say, you know, please come and help and join in, what do you get out of it personally?
Just seeing the fun and, you know, the happy, smiley faces, and just generally enjoying things, really, and out and about as much as possible, weather permitting, you know. It's just fun.
Is there any particular girl that's come to you that you could say, well, the guiding movement made a real difference to her, you know, anybody that's had a big change as a result of being part of that teamwork and people like
I
you?
Think it's a feeling of belonging and confidence.
Yes.
That's the main sort of thing, and being part of a wider family.
Yes. And do you keep in touch? Because obviously it's a community thing, isn't it? So when the guides sort of move through and grow up and move on, do you then keep in, just sort of see them around and keep in touch?
I do see one or two if they're still around the village or still on the island, then you can bump into them.
Okay, so it's still a really vibrant movement, isn't it? And it's obviously, like you say, you've got people queuing up.
Yes.
To be part of it, and you're just short on the helpers.
That's right. Yes.
So, okay, anybody listening that wants to get involved, have some fun, be part of a big sort of one happy family, it sounds like, it sounds terrific. Please get involved with look out Suzanne Whitewood on the guiding website and get in touch and get involved. So lovely girls, and go out and buy your raffle tickets, because you too could see Rod Stewart for free. Yes. Okay, go sell, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.